Sports Betting Brethren. Hey, bring it up, and thanks for stopping by here on day eight of the Sports Betting University Picks Betting Method Study. We're doing a study for 30 days on what works best. Is it the market tools, the market analysis tools, the Odds Jam, and the wolfline.com? And those are two tools that we believe in, we use, and we love, and they're doing really, really well. As a matter of fact, yesterday, Odds Jam was 3-0 on their selections, and the gents over at the Wolfline were 4 wins, 0 losses, and 1 push in 5 college basketball games. So, that works. There was a 7-unit play that we gave out from one of the picks services, and we're going to get to all those. So we're going to go through the Odds Jam picks today. We're going to go through the Wolfline quantitative analytics application plays today, and the computer simulations, as well as the capping service plays here on day 8 of the SBU picks methods study. Odds Jam is the betting tool that we use that helps you identify the bet you want to be on, the location you want to be on, and then, of course, the pricing and the sports book that's best fitting. And yesterday, 3-0, 3 wins, 0 losses on the selections. We have three selections for you today. But again, identifying the sports book, the best price, the best location, helps you bet like a sharp. I mean, my gosh, why would you pay $1.30 when you can pay $1.05, right? And that stuff adds up over the course of time. And in the meantime, the Odds Jam Perfect Line helps you identify the good areas you'd want to be on a bet, whether it's a prop, a total, a side, whatever. But you have a free trial you can do. So you can get over there and drive this thing for free. But let's get after it. Today's games, point spread wise, Prairie View College Basketball +18.5. Also Kennesaw State +20.5. They're going up against Creighton. And the last, the third game here, we have under 74 in the Pittsburgh Panthers, North Carolina college football game. So there you are from Odds Jam. Next up, we have Wolfline, guys. Wolfline yesterday was 4 wins, 0 losses, and a push in the selections for the 5 college basketball games. They got a couple of basketball games for you in college. You got ASU, Sun Devils at home, -9.5. And also, +19 in college hoops. All right, guys, here we go into the computer sim stage here, the computer simulations, the models. These are paid services. These are companies that are accepting payments for their 4-star, 5-star picks. And the first one we start off with is the Action Network. It's basically showing you the bet percentages, the bet money percentages, the grading of these games. This first one is a projections report. This report's 7-5-1. You know, 3 games yesterday, 3 games today. So the first one they have for today is graded out as an A- is actually the Pacers +10. They did play last night in Denver. They're playing tonight on the road in Utah. So, I don't know. Senators +1.5 is -248. So I'd probably mix in a little bit of money line -105 if you could, to even out the value of that. Also, the Action Network puts out a pro report. This pro report is basically taking the sharp, the big money, the systems, the models, all that they have. And if you get 2 or 3 of those, they'll put out a selection. There's 2 of them for you today. There's Northern Arizona +15 in college hoops, as well as Northern Colorado -2.5 in college hoops. So there's the games from the Action Network. On to BetQL. It's kind of funny. BetQL's got their sharp and their best bets. Best bets? Sharp bets. Funny thing is, they have 4 college football games: Southern Mississippi, Arkansas State, Northwestern, and Rice. Interestingly enough, the same 4 on the other side. So which is which, right? It always seems to be the case with BetQL. And over in the NFL, their 5-star best bets and their 5-star sharp bets, they both have the Seahawks +3 and the Panthers +10.5. So, that's odd. One game in AccuScore. AccuScore is another paid service. It's a computer simulation. There are 9 wins, 11 losses. They had a really bad day yesterday. They had actually 5 losses yesterday out of, I think, 6 or 7 games. But today's 4-star pick they have going is Toronto +2 in the NBA. And a couple more sims for you is actually NBA game sim. Don't have anything standing out today, so there's actually no selections on their totals or their sides. If there's any possible play, it'd be the under in the 213.5 with Philadelphia and Toronto. But that's about it. Over to the capping service plays today. There was a 5-star bet with capper XSS, 5-star pick on Baltimore, first half -4. He also has a 5-star pick on Vancouver +1.5 at NHL game, as well as Hawaii college basketball 5-star selection and NBA 5-star selection with the Clippers -4. Capper FBJ has got 2 units on Pittsburgh Panthers tonight -6.5. And then capper ICD, who did hit a 7-unit game yesterday, is actually just 1 unit on 211.5 under in the Clippers-Miami game. want to remind you too, guys, if you go over to the website at sportsmanuniversity.com, we have the free reports that we custom make for DVOA and also ATS schedules. So it's a very, very incredible, valuable report, giving away the first 25 to everyone that stops over the website at sbu.com. So sportsmanuniversity.com is going to email that to you, so you have that for the weekend, and you'll be using it to win winner chicken dinner. All right, there we go. There's everything we have for today. We'll be back tomorrow.